At a moonlight night, a little boy was sitting quietly in his room. In front of him, there was a bottle and a dog, his good friend. Inside the bottle, there was a frog. In surprise, and the boy paid much attention to the frog. As the night getting late, he went to bed. He was so tired after a day play. His dog was on the bed with him. Suddenly, the frog went out of the bottle, and it surprised the boy. He waked up immediately, but the frog was gone at that time. And quickly, he got out of the bed and started looking all the places in the room. He lifted one of his boots up and turned it upside down, but nothing was inside. The dog beside him was also looking for the frog. He put his head inside the bottle. It turned out that he couldn't get out. Both the boy and the dog were very anxious to find the frog. They went up to the window, and the boy shouted out, but there was no answer. At the meantime, the dog was wondering how he could get his head out of the bottle. Suddenly, the dog bent over and fell down on the ground. Fortunately, the bottle was broken as soon as it hit the ground. The boy was very angry at the dog, but as soon as he found out his dog was all right, so both of them were released. Afterwards, they went out to the outside, and the boy was shouting towards the forest, and the dog was looking curiously, but nothing happened. Then they got to a big tree with a beehive on one of the branches, and that attracted the dog. He lifted the two front legs and looked up at the beehive. One hole on the ground attracted the boy's attention. He was willing to see if his frog was inside here. But suddenly, a squirrel came out of the hole and frightened the boy. At the meantime, the beehive fell down. Maybe the dog did it. And all the bees went out, and it surprised the dog and the boy. There was a very big and old tree beside them. As soon as the boy found it, he went up, climbed the tree, and sat on one of the big branches. There was a hole. Then he bent over and looked inside the empty hole. Owl. It was the owl's home, and the owl came out. The surprised boy fell down the ground. The dog went across him, followed by the groups of the bees. The boy took a pile of dirt as a refuge, and then there he hid himself and avoid the damage caused by the bees and the owls. He climbed to the top of the pile of earth and shouted, "Ah, there were two branches in front of them, and he was holding one. But it was a surprise. It was not they were not branches, they were the horns of a wild deer. The deer rushed out and to run. He was so surprised who was on his head, and the frightened dog was chasing the deer. When the deer got off the edge, he suddenly stopped, and the boy was knocked out and fell down to a pond underneath. Thank God it was not a big pond, and it was shallow as well. And the dog fell on the boy's body, and soon afterwards the boy sat up. And the dog climbed up to his head, and they were so happy that they were safe. Something near the pond attracted the boy's attention, and both the dog and the boy moved very quietly toward it. It was a hollow wood of a tree. There was a hollow tree. The branch. They went over and found out at the other side of the hollow branch trunk of the tree, there were two frogs sitting together closely. Besides them, there was a group of young frogs. The boys supposed that they were the two frogs' children, and of course the two frogs were man and wife, and they were the young frog's parents. He was so amazed to see them. I mean, he came up a long way to find these creatures, and here they were with a whole family that the little frog had, and the boy took one of the young frogs with him that was the one missing from his room, and waved goodbye to the frog family members. That was a happy end.